You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I relate so deeply to the Kim and Croy situation on a cellular level, and watching this video of them cry out for help and fight really took me down to the sticks, because as adults, we push away experiences we had as children. It's just our survival mechanism. We brush it off. We think it didn't happen. It's the only thing we knew. We can sometimes just say that we didn't have a great childhood or an ideal childhood or a functional childhood, but it's just like an anecdotal thing. But you really don't remember or even know what it felt like, because it's just something you can describe. It's not something you can feel now because you've pushed it down and because you're not a child. And so I watch Kim and Croy in desperation, imagine people who cared so deeply about what other people think financially, the cars, the stuff, the Chanel bags, the show. The show, we'll get into that. But that to be able to be on camera, some hidden camera, or not even be in front of your neighbors, just like be out there in the open with police at your house and someone calling the police and actually talking to the police because you feel like they're the only ones who can help you, that means you are close to rock bottom. And I lived in that house. I know that there has been discussion about finances and gambling and foreclosures and mortgages and fronting and stunting. It's a fact. And I know that I was the kid in that house. I was the kid in the house where in the neighborhood, things were smashing, glass was smashing. There was one time that my mother took every single framed, beautiful glass. And I don't mean like 8x10, like a giant poster size horse winter circle pictures that my stepfather won that were all over the house, and smashed them all. I remember watching suicide attempts. I remember knife fights. I remember my mother being beaten with the phone and dragged down the hall. And I remember hearing the word C, the C word, the that my stepfather was calling her that because she had been out to Studio 54 till all hours of the night, wasted, and got into a car accident. He would lock her out. She would punch the glass to get in, bleeding everywhere. And I remember he would come in and say everything to me about her, like everything she was to me, you know. And I remember hiding in the closet. I remember lighting paper. I remember lighting fire. Like, not that I wanted to set the house on fire, but I remember lighting paper and then blowing it out, lighting paper and then blowing it out, like watching the flame get a little bigger. I could have set the house on fire. I was a child. And I remember eating off of a card table. We had a parakeet and we had a cat. We ate off of a card table, 53 Greenway Terrace in Forest Hills. The house cost $100,000. I kept trying to ask like how much $100,000 was. Like, it's $100,000. And I remember having different cars, Mercedes, Jaguar, all of it. And then I remember having none of it. I remember my stepfather coming in and asking me to break open my piggy bank to pay back bookies, football bookies. I remember calling the cops and them coming and us being at the hospital and looking myself in the ads for like little apartments and begging why we couldn't leave and why we couldn't find an apartment. And I remember all of it. I remember going to that groom's house, my stepfather's groom, his horse groom, who worked for me, a young guy in his 20s, and his mother, Pat Wilson, and her husband was a raging Irish alcoholic. I remember that being an abusive household too. And I remember someone in that house being violated in that house. Let's just leave it at that. I know that I didn't realize we couldn't leave because of money. Money, 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 money. Money, money, money makes the world go round. And it's why Kim and Croy probably are staying together in some way. They probably love each other. They probably hate each other. They probably look at each other and they're mirrors of each other. They reflect all their mistakes. They're the only ones who know how much of fraud it's all been. And I bring up the show because that's what The Housewives is. It's a place where you have to show everybody else how rich you are, how much money you have, how many Hermes bags you have, how many letters you can fit on your body, how many logos you can wear. I'm not saying this is the situation with PK and Dorit. I'm just saying so many people have said there have been financial issues. I'm not saying that was the situation with Alex and Simon. I'm saying that they were going to Cavalli and went into foreclosure. I'm not saying that it's the situation with Sheree, but she felt like she had to build some palace to prove something to somebody. I'm not saying that Nene is or isn't a rich bitch, but she came on the show as a woman who was just like a normal married woman and felt the need that she had to prove that she was rich bitch. It goes on and on and on in every single city. Everybody has to prove how much money they have. And then you find out, oh, they're not really a housewife. They're being helicoptered in to prove they're a housewife. Oh, they don't really own their house. They rent their house. Or, oh, that person in Salt Lake City, Jen Shah, who's stealing to look rich with logos everywhere, but they're all fake. Oh, that's not really her house. Every season she rents a new house. First season I was on with Jill, they had some money. Bobby rented a yellow Lamborghini to film. Everybody has to appear rich. And it's a pressure cooker because they can't sustain it. They can't sustain it. I know how much money people have that were on The Real Housewives of New York. It wasn't a lot compared to what people think. It's not a lot on Beverly Hills. It's a lot, but it's not what you think it is because everything is designed to show you how rich people are. Was Erica that rich? Was Erica that rich? I knew she wasn't. I knew her husband owed money. It doesn't matter. Everybody has to prove it. That's what that show is about. And they don't hire people that don't look rich. You don't have to be rich. You just have to look rich. They would never hire someone in a studio apartment like mine now. That's not what the brand is. And they would say, she doesn't have enough money. She doesn't look like she has enough money when casting. That's what it is. And that, I bet you, is a lot of the pressure here. Because we hear about all the bags that Kim's selling, all the money that these two were trying to prove that they had. And now we hear about gambling debts. There are children in that house and they probably can't afford to break up. And somebody's going to have to just be a grown-up out of the two of them and take their kids and themselves out of that misery. People want to blame Kim. People want to blame everyone. They're both in there. And their children are going to be the product of their unresolved issues. All the issues that their children have in the future that they're talking to their therapists about are going to be a result of being in that house. So somebody has to get out of there. Somebody wants to stay in my house, in my guest room, in my guest house, no problem. But somebody's got to get the hell out of there and find a small, tiny place to stay with no airs and no show and no go. And they have to call this fight now because this is irresponsible. It's unhealthy. It's bad for their children. They're doing damage. It's bad for themselves. Somebody has got to call this fight. It's time. Someone has to get out of this house, get a studio apartment that is $600 a month, and take those kids into a calm environment. Living in a nice big house is not worth this, and it's doing damage. It's enough now.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.